Oh, good afternoon. Let's all get together so we can take care of the finances, and then we can have some lunch. You can't have your pudding till we've done the financing. Can we all find a seat and gain some quiet, please? Even those out there in the exterior portions of our meeting. Well, now that the clapping stops, we're all set to go. Please, 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 come to order. All right. Matthew Leslie has some special instructions. You want to pay close attention here? Hello, folks.
Hi, could I get your attention real quickly? I promise I'll make it short. The reason I put on a tie and everything is that our press person, Chris Delucci, isn't here this weekend, and we did arrange a press conference for Cynthia McKinney when she gets here. I don't know if we're going to get any big press, but just in case we do, I put this on anyway. But the point is that, anyway, the point being that we have a press conference set up on this lawn where I'm pointing now. So we'll need people, because this will probably cross over with lunch period, as they say in junior high school, I request that people kind of keep that area clear. If you do go out for lunch, kind of, if you want to, it's fine if people are out there, we just have to kind of remember it's a press conference. So if you're there when Cynthia's speaking, we can kind of keep the tableware noise down and maybe keep the conversation low, if at all. And it's one of those decorum things. If she's speaking for the press, don't clap. I mean, there'll be plenty. She's going to come in here and speak at 1, and then we can raise the house, you know, everything. But we should keep it quiet out there for her, but show support would be a very nice way to go about that, I think. And please keep that in mind as you're getting lunch. Try to look out the window and see. If she's got the press thing going on, maybe, you know, just don't go out that door or something, or try to just keep that in mind or be, you know, quiet about it. Thanks very much for your cooperation.
All right. Our item on the agenda now is the finance report, and that will be handled by Jeannie Rosenmeyer.
Hi. Is this working? Yes. So we're now at the fun part of the agenda. I'm going to pass out. I have only 20 copies of the financial report, but
we could really use one up here.
Okay. So this is going to be a very quick financial report. The year has hardly started. Just to remind you, our fiscal year starts May 1st, runs May 1st through April 30th. So we're just doing the first quarter and a little bit more. To summarize, our revenue for the fiscal year so far is about $5,000 below what we had budgeted. But the good news is, that's the bad news, the good news is our spending is about $10,000 below budget. So we're actually doing better than the budget so far, but all we've spent so far are some mailing expenses to do an appeal and the travel for the national convention and the press secretary. So I'm sure there is a bunch of spending to come for campaign contributions and Green Focus and so on. But I did want to say that a year ago, well, at the end of fiscal 2007, we had almost $52,000 in the bank. At this moment, we have a little less than $45,000. And we've been sort of going along. We're gradually spending down our reserves every year a little bit lower since 2003 was kind of our high point. And we know why, right? The party's been through some bad times. But what has kept us going in those times has been people essentially in this room. And we have had a core group of sustainers who have donated $10 or $15 or $25 a month, or some people it's a quarter. And just having that money coming in every single month has been the backbone of our financial solvency over the last few years. However, we used to do this. The finance committee used to come to the plenaries every time and make an appeal and say, hey, let's all help sustain this party. We all believe in the Green Party. We're all in this room because we believe in the Green Party. And so I'm here to make that appeal to you. I see a lot of people in the room who I know are not even on our appeal list. They don't even get our letters asking for money. And anyway, so I am going to ask you at this moment, and I have my assistants are here. They have envelopes. Please fill out an envelope. Say, I will donate X number of dollars to the Green Party of California. I want to help keep us solvent. I want the Green Party to know it has a base foundation of money coming in. It's easy. It's the ultimate easy, and it's the best way for us to get money because we pay nothing, essentially nothing. There's a very minor transaction fee. And this one, Jane already filled this out. So, and if you know anybody who should be put on the list, the Finance Committee has been thinking about. Oh, if you have any questions about the report, call me or ask me. Yeah, be assured that if you haven't gotten two solicitations so far this year, you're not on our list. And we would love to add you to the list. Even if you don't put money in the envelope, please, we got a hand over there. You know what? I'd be willing to take a straw poll on that. What I have been doing, indeed, is anybody who's a monthly sustainer, I have taken them off the solicitation list. And somebody told me I shouldn't be doing that, but I could be. How many people think the sustainer should not be on the solicitation list? Okay, how many think they should be on the list? About half and half, great. Okay. Well, okay, if you want to mark on your envelope, leave me off the list or put me on the list. I'll try to be sensitive. All right. Just a second.
Can you assure everybody that we have a private phone policy about the credit card information that we give here?
Indeed, and emails and any other information. We don't share it with anybody. I won't be charging up anything on the Internet to your account or, you know, my daughter's college tuition or nothing. Okay, obviously, I'm getting some helpful suggestions about how I should have done this appeal. I should just mention that, yeah, if you give $100 or more in any year, we do have to report you to the state, your name and the town you come from, that's all they know. And occupation, sorry. So you do need to put your occupation on there. Just met.
If you have a question.
Yeah, I just yesterday talked to the Secretary of State's office helping out for a question from our national partner that also applies to us locally, and that is that the list of registered greens that we can get from the state normally does not contain email addresses, but they are willing on a one-time process at the same time as the National Party does, so that it's not a lot of extra work, because they actually have to do it. Their fields aren't normally set up. Both national and state.
So you already submitted Jane's name, and they will forward
it. I gave Jane the email that had the application, and it has to be done before the 60-day close. So my follow-up question is simply, can we design a nice-looking HTML email like the National Party sends out that has a place to click and donate and use that list? Or is there a group that's capable of chewing on that?
The email list of all registered Greens from the state of California we get on a one-time basis. Yeah, in the finance committee, you can take that up, and anybody else is willing to work on that. At this point, I should make an appeal. Every committee in the party needs help, but the finance committee is down to basically three people. And we anyone interested in working on fundraising, even if you don't want to work on the finance committee, you know, please come forward and help on fundraising. So anybody that would work on this effort from Mike, which could be tremendous, or that Mike has suggested that could be tremendously helpful, or any other kind of fundraising activity, house parties, setting up a local sustainer program in your county, or having any kind of fundraising idea that you have, please contact the finance committee, and you can contact me or Gene or
Green Party of California. Okay. Yeah.
An email reminder or a 42 cent
reminder? Yeah. We have to either get my credit card or get a monthly check.
Can I move on? There's just two other items I wanted to mention. One is that we are contemplating in the future that we might do a which has been done in the past, and it's been, you know, fairly successful, depending how you define success. We'd be interested in doing some joint fundraising with a county or a local organization, and it's a way to build your local and where the state pays the mailing costs, basically, and then we do a mailing. And a lot of times locals used to, what they used to do is follow up with an event or a phone campaign or something. So if your county or local is interested in that, see me or Bob. The other thing is, anybody want to give me feedback? I know it's not on the agenda. We'll take it to the CC. But the GPUS has approached us and asked us if we would like to share mailing lists with them. And in return, what they would do is they've got a subscription service that they subscribe to that keeps addresses up to date. And they would be, but of course, then they'd have our list to mail to. That's why they like that idea. So, our list?
The same list?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, but we have a list of donors. We have the hot list. Warner?
Aren't we participating in the National Party Sustainable Program?
Yes, yes. Yes, we get about $8,000 a year from the national and in their sustainer sharing thing, and our total budget's about $60,000, Jan. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's it.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
Ron.
Do you ever feel the need, or do you ever take from one pot to another to keep us running? Is that an issue here at the state level?
It's not an issue. We have two pots, basically. Well, we have three pots. We have a candidate pot. We have a state pot. We have a federal pot. And you can take stuff from the federal to go to the state pot, but we have not done it. No. No. We are doing a special mailing that's going to come out shortly that is only for campaigns. It's totally everything that's donated will go straight to the candidates. And that's the only thing. There actually is, technically speaking, there is a certain percentage that's supposed to go to the state for each, but we haven't been keeping up with that. So what I have done is for the counties, and there have been some who have sent me their percent, then I have sent them the list for their county of all the donors that we know of for their county, and that's been sort of our quid pro quo, if you will. Any other questions?
What's the percentage? Is it 10%?
I hope somebody knows other than myself.
It was 10%, right?
It was 10%? Okay, so I hear it's 10%. I don't actually know.
Thank you.
Oh, I got mine. Thank you very much. Bring us all up to date on the finances and where we can go for money. And right now we're going to take a break for lunch. We want to mention a couple of things. I'd like to reemphasize what Matt Leslie was pointing out. It's great to get your lunch. You can go out that door, sit back towards this part of the lawn quietly, and you can watch the press conference as it goes on. And also, it gives us a nice appearance. And it's nice and warm out there, too, folks. I don't know about you, but these fans are pretty cold on me. Let me see. We took care of that. And Mike, Larry, you had something to comment.
We have a new policy on quorum. So if you're planning on leaving, please check out. Yeah, your delegate cards. We're talking about delegates now. If you're going to leave, not be here for the afternoon session, we need to have you turn in your delegate card. Preferably, if you could probably just put it on this table up here, but it'd be nice to talk to somebody so we know that it'll adjust the number we need for quorum, and that's as per the Alameda plenary it was passed. So does everybody understand that? That if you leave, if you're a delegate and you leave the plenary, you need to check out with probably one of us and turn your delegate card in. All right?
Okay.
Have a nice lunch.